Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. So on today's show, we will be talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, some of the hesitations around people receiving the vaccine. And my guest today is Dr. Sybil Rickard. Good morning, Dr. Rickard. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great today. Thank you.
And I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. You work at Way Memorial Hospital. You are the pathologist at Way Memorial, correct?
Yes, I am. I've been here 6 years. I'm the medical director of the anatomic and clinical laboratories here.
Wow. See, I didn't even really know that we had a department with that name.
Yes.
And you work basically out of our Way Memorial lab. You have your office back there. And pathology, you look at different parts of the body and maybe what happened to them. Is that kind of what a pathologist does?
Yes, we study disease. So we make sure that your blood work that comes into the hospital is appropriately taken care of and checked. We make sure the results are useful to your physician and accurate. And anything that's taken out of you, I look at and make sure you have the appropriate diagnosis. And I always hope it's a good diagnosis for everyone,
right.
But sometimes it's not. And I discuss those findings with your doctor and your radiologist, your surgeon, so that there can be a plan of action.
Yes. So thank you. Thank you for everything you do for our community and for our hospital, because that's an extremely important job. Another thing that you have been heavily involved in is COVID-19. You know, you are on the COVID-19 Way Memorial Task Force, bringing valid information, researching as much as you can, because we had this conversation before. Science is complicated, isn't it?
It's very complicated, and everybody in the country has, some science education from high school, but it's always amazing. And as I went through my education, it was amazing to me how each class built on the next, on the class before. And every time I thought I had so much knowledge, I'd move to the next class and think, oh my, I can't believe how much more there is. So it's incredibly complicated. And for every book I have, for each page, there's another book out there explaining it. So it's unbelievable, really. It's hard to keep up.
Right. So you saying that shouldn't surprise anyone that that's what's happening with COVID-19. Things are always evolving. And we're learning more and more about this virus every day, correct?
Yes, we are.
So it's not like people are changing their mind. We're just learning more.
Right. From the beginning of this, it was a new virus at the beginning. We really didn't know much. So every time data came in, it was really amazing, actually. The amount of work that was done from the beginning happened so rapidly. Things were reported so quickly and were out there. It was really quite amazing. So it's impressive what's been done. But even with all of this, we do change.
Mm-hmm.
We change our viewpoints quite frequently.
Right. And like we said, things are evolving. For example, different variations of the COVID-19, correct?
Yes. And that's typical of a virus. They mutate to help their survival. So they're mutating all the time. The variant that we talk about here now is the Delta variant. So that's just one of the many mutations, and there are actually numerous small mutations in the Delta variant. So it gives them different ways to beat our immune system and keep on surviving themselves.
So that comes to kind of our overall topic today is vaccination, because I heard that Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers will be at the Wayne County Fair this year, correct?
Yes, we will. From Friday, August 6th to Saturday, August 14th, the Wayne Memorial van will be right at the front gate of the fair. For anybody who has not had a vaccine, would like to talk about a vaccine, there will be a provider there to answer any questions you may have. And we can get you your first vaccine right there at the fair.
And what a great way to protect yourself or start protecting yourself if you haven't received the vaccine yet, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And we'll be there from noon to 7:30 each day. So please stop by and ask questions. If you just haven't had the ability to get out and get the vaccine, but you've been thinking about it and you're going to be at the fair, it's a great time to do it. Just stop by and see us, and we'll make sure you're taken care of.
Right. And so what vaccines? Do you know what vaccines are going to be available for
people to get? We have all three of the current vaccines. So the J&J, which is one dose, Pfizer and Moderna, which are two doses, will all be offered there. And if you do get the Pfizer or the Moderna, we will be there to help you to set up or find your next vaccine, your second dose. If you're out of town, we can guide you where to go after that. If you're in town, we can also help figure out where to go.
Yeah, because, you know, Way Memorial, although we don't have community clinics right now, I know we are giving them out at our Highland, Way Memorial Community Health Center, the Highland Physician Office, as well as the Pediatric Honesdale Office. And usually you would call for that appointment, but you don't need to be a patient, which is so nice. And the same thing here. You know, this is kind of a walk-up clinic for people. You know, so if you want to go and get your corn dog or your funnel cake and then come back around and get your vaccine, right? All in one place.
That's right. Perfect.
And the Pfizer vaccine is for people 12 and older, correct?
Yes. So if you're 12 and older, if you are underage, you will need a parent there with you to sign a consent and be present with you for the vaccine. But 12 and older at the fair can get your first dose.
Mm-hmm. So can you share, you know, some statistics about how we're doing overall as a country, you know, within Pennsylvania and Wayne County?
So as a country, we're at about 49.7% fully vaccinated and 57.8% have at least one dose of vaccine. Pennsylvania is hanging about that at 45%, so we're doing okay. Close, just under 6 million Pennsylvanians have been fully vaccinated. And Wayne County is about 45 to 48%, so you know, we're the 11th state. We're number 11 in terms of fully vaccinated people, but it's looked at as you need about 70 to 85% of the population to be vaccinated, and that, of course, like we were discussing before, may change with Delta variant, which has a higher R naught, so how many people one infected person can spread that to changes these statistics. But right now we're looking at 70 to 85% of the population should be vaccinated to really, you know, help everyone else,
right, and help spread stop the spread. We don't want to spread it anymore. We want to stop the spread of COVID-19,
right?
You know, because people, you know, they talk, I want to get back to normal life. But, you know, it is hard when people are continuing to get sick. The variants are, you know, we're seeing more variants with the COVID-19. So what is the hesitation out there?
So I think it's very individualized. It's based on your own personal experience and your life, what you see. And there's a lot going on here. In terms of this area, I think we've been very lucky. We're in a nice rural area. We haven't been hit hard, and we haven't seen a lot, or at least most people in the community haven't seen how this affects people, families. They haven't known people who've been very sick. And, you know, and I understand that. And depending on where you are, you see more and you understand it a little bit more. But this, there's so many reasons. A lot of what I'm seeing now is that this has been very politicized, and it's, you know, the politicians are using this, that's obvious, to push an agenda, to do something else. It doesn't take away the fact that this is a virus that's spreading and causing a lot of damage to people. And although people want to think that you only get truly sick or die if you have a comorbidity, that's not the case. Young, healthy people are getting incredibly sick and having what they call the long haulers, the continued issues. And I've seen it in patients and friends, and it's really life-changing
for
these people. So it doesn't, you're not guaranteed because you eat healthy, your vitamin D level is high, or anything else to not get a bad case of COVID. It's hit or miss. And as a pathologist, even with the flu a decade ago, hit or miss, young people can have bad outcomes.
Right.
Not guaranteed.
Right. And one way to, you know, increase your chances of not getting it, to not getting those long-lasting effects of having had COVID-19 is by becoming vaccinated.
Yes.
So what about like social media? What's your thought on, you know, the role social media plays? Because it is out there. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's on different news stations. What's your, you know, recommendation?
So my recommendation with that is also, you know, to take a look at what you're seeing. So it's very easy to look at something. And if you agree with it, because it's very personal, as I said, if something is what you agree with and it looks scientific and it looks accurate, you share it and it gets shared and shared around. But what we have to do is really look at who these experts are that are stating these things. Because as I said earlier, I have a lot of education and I'm able to really try to break through these things, but I'm not an expert in virology, although I do virology. I am not an expert in epidemiology, although I understand epidemiology. So we have to look at these things. So as an example, this man named Wolfgang, so that's already, you know, he has a great name for a scientist, as well as an expert from Pfizer who was apparently the expert and head of research there, which is also false, made a claim that these vaccines caused infertility. Now, again, with science, it's really good to bring these things up and talk about them. So what they were claiming was syncytin 1, which is part of the placenta and has some similarity to the spike protein of COVID. So by giving the vaccine, your body would create an antibody that would also attack the placenta and cause infertility. So although this was a valid concern and needed to be looked at, this is being shared, and it's such a small amino acid sequence, it really doesn't affect pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
It does not affect pregnancy. It will not cause infertility. And, you know, what's funny that nobody mentions is you make the same antibodies to the vaccine as you do to the virus. So the virus itself would cause infertility if this were true, and that is not the case with all the pregnancies I've seen.
Right, and we know that it is dangerous for a mom to contract COVID-19 when she's pregnant. So
for
having
the mom, yes, it's
right,
very dangerous.
Right.
That is a comorbidity.
Exactly. So, you know, becoming vaccinated, even, you know, if you're not pregnant or planning, is so important to protect your body and protect your baby. That's really, really important. So just, you know, we only, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. I can't believe
Wow.
We can probably talk more about this. But, you know, just going back, the COVID-19 vaccine is the messenger RNA or mRNA. It doesn't come in and change your DNA, correct?
Correct. So the mRNA vaccine, so another thing I've heard is that this was developed too quickly. This has been a technology that's been worked on for at least a decade, and it's very easy to use, but they have to be carefully refrigerated, so it's not really been out there, but it has been worked on, and it's been ready to go for a long time. So this was just a case in which we could mass produce a great vaccine that works and use it. It's not that it's been developed rapidly, although it has been put out there rapidly,
mm-hmm.
I do say that. But it's working, and it's a messenger RNA. Yeah. It only goes into your cytoplasm, gets transcribed by your cell's machinery, and releases this created antigen that your cell creates. It doesn't enter the nucleus. It can't enter the nucleus. It cannot interact with your cell, your DNA, and change it.
Right, which is so important for people to understand that it's really designed to protect us and to work with our body as it is.
Yes.
Right. So coming back, so I heard that you may be popping in at the fair next week, right?
I will be at the fair to answer any questions and talk about any of these things.
Which is so important. So, you know, for those of you that may just be catching the tail end of it, Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers will be at the fairgrounds, you know, administering the COVID-19 vaccine, and it is free of charge.
Yes, it is.
So people need to know that. There's no cost to that. And the times again that someone will be there?
Noon to 7:30 from Friday, August 6th to Saturday, August 14th.
That's the whole time of the fair.
Yes, it is.
So again, go enjoy the fair, but then come and get your vaccine if you haven't been vaccinated, correct?
Correct.
And that's really going to help our community overall, to help us move forward, to help us combat this, correct?
Yes, it will.
So, Dr. Rickert, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Really, the information you shared, I think it's very sound, very helpful. And if people have questions, you know, they can call my office and I can have them reach out to you, or we can get their name and you can talk to them also.
Absolutely.
Or stop down at the fair, because you will be there.
That's where I'll be.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.